चक्षुन्मीतां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकधामयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साद्रजातं साधना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगनललिता श्रीशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी मृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये।
ये भगवान का निर्विशेष भक्त इन पर्सनल पीस इन पर्सनल द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज इन पर्सनल फिगर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड and his personal feature is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Therefore, it is said here, Alakya Sarvabhutana Antarbhahi Avastita. Although Krishna or God is outside and inside, he still He is not Jeevi. Alaska Sarvabhuta. He is inside and outside, but he still is not visible. Not visible to whom? Not visible to the ordinary persons who are not into Satanta. But then he is not Jeevi. Although he is inside and outside, still he is not Jeevi. Alaska, Sarvabhutana means all these ordinary living entities, they cannot see Krishna or God either within or outside. Why? Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasa Saravasta Yugumana Samabhita. I am not visible to everyone because there is a curtain which is covering the eyes of the ordinary person, Yugumana. Just like a cloud covering the eyes to see. One cannot see the sun in complete or in full vision when there is cloud. Similarly, Maya, Yoga Maya, has created a cloud on account of which we cannot see God. But the same eyes can be also purified. The same eye, just like it was cataract, we cannot see, we become blind. But if the cataract is operated, then your vision is again revived. So you can see. Ordinarily you cannot see God, either inside or outside. Alaksham Sarvabhutana unsettling, although we say that God is there, within, God is outside. But why you cannot see? Because you are not devotee. But as soon as you become a devotee, you become a lover of God, of Krishna, then it is. Krishna is present everywhere. You say, antarvai avasthitam. The Brahma Sangita says, Premanyam Srita Bhakti Vidokanena, Chantastha Daiva Ridayesu Vidokayanti, Yang Sama Sandaram Matinta Punastha Rupam, Govinda Mahadi Purisham Tamahangvaya. Premanyam Srita. By prema, prema means love, the ointment of love, when it is smeared over the eyes, then those are devotees, santa, saintly persons, they can see all a Krishna within his heart, Srimanjana Suritava, santa. And Bhagi, so far, experience, that he sees everything. One who is lover of God, he can see Krishna in everything. Whatever he sees, he sees Krishna there, because he knows that this thing is produced out of Krishna's energy. Take, for example, a flower. A devotee sees a flower produced by Krishna's energy. He sees the beauty of flowers, appreciating Krishna's artistic sense. When he hears the sweet voice of a bird, he immediately understands that Krishna is speaking so nicely through this bird. This is called Krishna consciousness. Everywhere you see antarbahi. So if one comes to this platform to understand Krishna, to see Krishna within and without, by Krishna consciousness, one will see Krishna within and without always, 24 hours. Nothing, he will see nothing. Others, they will simply say, where is God? God is there. Can you show me God? That person will never be able to understand what is God. Because they want to see God by challenge. That is not God. God is not visible by challenge. Simply by love and surrender. Then God can be. Alaksa Sarvasutanam Antarbahi Avasthi. That was Shastra says that Alaksa Aradita Jadi Harish Tavasata Tatsum. If one has come to the point of worshipping the Supreme Lord, there is no more necessity of undergoing fear or physical concerns. Because others, Karmis and Yogis, for their sense gratification, Karmis, Jnanis and Yogis, they have to undergo fear or physical. But the Bhaktas, somehow or other, he can, if he simply learns how to love Krishna, then he hasn't got to undergo severe austerities and penance. Immediately he leaves. Because that is the perfectional state. If you live in Krishna, always loving, just like the gopi will learn how to love Krishna, that's all. They never underwent any severe austerities like the great 20 person going to Himalaya and pressing their nose and something. No, never. Their only business was how to love Krishna. Automatically. Without any of course, that stage is not easily obtained, but it's after stage. If you come to that stage, simply to love Krishna, then you are on the high platform of blissful life. Kriman and Krita Bhakti Vilotanena. Santa Sadayu Rideshu. Santa, those are the motives. That 24 hours in God. That is true. That is the highest stage of perfection. And by Krishna consciousness moment, one can be brought to this platform. How to love Krishna 24 hours without any sickness. But others, they cannot. Why they cannot see? Maya Javanika Channa. Channam Agga Aduk Ajamabha. Because their eyes are covered by a curtain created by Maya. Maya, Maya Apasita Jnana. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. They are very much proud of their knowledge, advancement of knowledge, scientific knowledge. But Krishna says, Maya Apurita Jnana. Their knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Apurita means taken away. Here also the same thing Kunti says, Maya Javanita Channam Ajna. Maya Javanita Channa Ajna Adukhaja Abhayam. They cannot see Adukhaja. Krishna, or the 15 personality of Godhead, is also known as Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja, Abhaja. Abha means directing perfection. That's why we sometimes say, can you show me? Can you show me? So the answer is whether you have got eyes to see. God or Krishna cannot be seen by these eyes. So, adhukhala. Krishna's another name is adhukhala. Adha. Adha means down. Made down. Or defeated. Your sense perception will be defeated if you want to realize God by your imperfect sense perception. That is not possible. It will be defeated. Abha. Abhaja. Abhaja means Abha. Abha means I. That's like intention. Can you tell me? You cannot see. But Maya Javanita Channa. By the Maya, there is a curtain. What can you see? That's like we are very much proud of seeing. But we are seeing because there is light. If the light is taken out, you cannot see. So your seeing power is conditional. Your seeing power is conditional. You cannot see God in that way. Only if you develop the love of God, then you will be able to see all of 24 hours system. This is God. Maya Javanika Channa Ajna. Because the Javanika, the cartoon is there, created by Maya. Therefore, anyone is Ajna. Ajna means foolish, without any knowledge. Maya Javanika Channa Ajna Adakhyo Mabhyam. Na lakhasi murad dhisa natu natri dharojata. Murad dhisa. Mura means to say, hat. Those are seen like ignorance or ass. What is the example? That's like an actor, physical actor, playing on the stage, a story. He sees somebody asking that this child has forgotten that his father is absent. Because the father has dressed in a different way, and to the divine posture, playing on the stage, although the child is sitting and amongst the audience, he cannot understand that he is my father playing. Because he hasn't got the understanding. It may be that he is elderly than me, then he is one who is advanced his knowledge, he can see, or the mother can say, but don't you see your father is playing there? So although the child and the mother is there, one cannot see, other can see. That means one who has got knowledge, he can see. One who hasn't got knowledge, he cannot see, although God is elderly. तथा परमहंसानां मुनीनां अमलात्मनां भक्तियोग विधानार्थं कथं पश्येमः इति। आयास दोष है परमहंस। हाउ कृष्णा डज नॉट बिकम विजिबल बिकॉज ही इज विजिबल ओनली टू द परमहंस। Paramahansa means the supreme position of a human being. That is called Paramahansa. There are, according to Vedic system, there are Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. The eight stages. The sannyas is the sannyas is to suppose the first class stage. The among the sannyas stage also, there are four stages. Kutika, Bahudak, Parijyajatacharya and Paramahansa. Not that all sannyas is on the equal status. The first status is Kutika. Sannyas means one has to give up the relationship with family. In the beginning of faith, because he is newly entered in the sannyas life, it is not possible for him to give up immediately his village. Of course, when there was systematic sannyas system, that everyone had to take sannyas at a certain stage. Nowadays there is sannyas, accepting sannyas life is also forbidden, because nobody can actually follow strictly the rules and regulations. And now that anybody has got any inclination to accept sannyas. Therefore in these days sannyas is sometimes forbidden. Kalupanta Vivarga. But if you ask why you have taken sannyas, Aryabhatta sannyas is. This sannyas is not karma sannyas. This sannyas is devotion sannyas, Vaishnava sannyas. But Vaishnava sannyas means anyone who gives up everything and devotes simply his time for pushing on Krishna consciousness movement, he is also sannyas. That is, it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Ka sannyasi ka yogi. Anasthita karma phalam kajyam karma karoti. One who is working anasthita karma phalam without any desire to enjoy the fruits of his activity. these sannyasis, they are working for Krishna. They have no desire to make any profit out of it. Other sannyasis, they are making any profit. They want mukti, moksha. But these sannyasis, they do not want even moksha. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ideal sannyasi. He says, Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata dhati bhavishiti. He never claimed that I may not have anyone, but moksha means one who hasn't got to take birth of this material body. That is called moksha. The Vaishnava sannyasi, they do not want even moksha. Therefore, they have no demand. So that sannyasi is different from the ordinary sannyasi. Ordinary sannyasi, he has demand, he wants mukti. But Vaishnava sannyasi, either he is in sannyasi dress or in not sannyasi dress. Simply because his aim and object is to satisfy Krishna. Therefore he is sannyasi. Anasthitakara. He has no shelter of the work that he is doing for Krishna. Not that I shall work in this way and there will be good result and I will enjoy it. Other sannyasis, they are thinking like that. I will go austerities and penances. Seriously, I shall go to Himalaya and execute the very rigidly all the principles of sannyas. But as a result of this, I will get liberated. Therefore, he has a demand. That sannyas and this sannyas is different. Anāśrita karma phalam kādyam karma phalam kya sannyāsi. So these sannyāsi can be accepted even in indriyastha life, even in household life. Because in one sense, all these boys and girls who are working for Krishna, they are not a desire. They are all sannyāsi. Because they have no desire to achieve any result out of the world. The only thing they want, the Krishna bhakti, how Krishna is satisfied. They are engaged in fitting work because they want to satisfy Krishna. Krishna says, sarva dhammān paritrajya māme kaṁ saranaṁ vaya. They are teaching all over the world the same principle, the same philosophy, that please surrender to Krishna and he'll be happy. That is everything. They have no other reason. Therefore, anāśrita karma phalam kādyam karma, they are all sannyasi. So, out of the approach, because of Chaitanya accepted the sannyasi, so we are maintaining that system. But the actual point of sannyasi is not mukti, but satisfy Krishna. That is. How Krishna is satisfied. How Krishna's representative will be satisfied. Because we have to work under Krishna's representative. Anything we work, if we want to be a star, then we have to work under some expert. Therefore we accept Guru. We do not serve Krishna directly. We accept Guru. Krishna-prasādād bhagavat-prasādād. So the principle is, Guru is the representative of Krishna, and if we walk under Guru, and if we can satisfy, then Krishna is satisfied. That is very easy to understand. Suppose in the office you are working under some officer, you have no, I mean, the appointment to the professor. That your pay, your promotion will be considered by the proprietor on the recommendation of this office. When the officer will say, yes, this man has worked very nice, then your increment of age and your profession immediately will be accepted by the Rupa. Therefore, pastor says, Jasya prasada ada bhagavat prasada. If you can satisfy your spiritual master, then you must know that you are satisfied with him. Because he is the representative of Krishna, you are working under him. So if he says it is all right, Krishna says it is all right, only you are never seen this. Jasya prasada ada bhagavat prasada. And if the spiritual master says, God, you are doing nothing. Then you are. All quiet, all level is quiet. Another thing to do. You have no other. Okay. So, this Paramahansa says, see, we have come to do, explain Paramahansana. Where it is said, Tatha Paramahansana Mulinam Avalatmana. Avalatmana. Amal means without any jati. Paramahansa means without any. What is the jati thing? The jati thing is to have any slight desire for enjoying this material world. That is called jati. Amal. Everyone is samala. Samala is jati. He, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, everyone is infested with jati thing. Right? The Karmi is the one that I shall be elevated in the heavenly planet and I shall enjoy that in the Nandan Kana and beautiful wife, beautiful woman. That is their ambition. As the people are watching very hard here, everyone wants a very comfortable life with good bank balance, good house and good wife, good children. That is their ambition. That is for me. They are not their ambition. Similarly, Jnani, when the Jnani sees that his good wife, good family, good money and good house is nonsense, it will not stay. Why, for some years I can enjoy, then it will be all vanity. They are Jnani. They know how things are happening. Therefore they want mukti, but there is still one. So now I have given up all this, I don't want this material happiness, now I shall merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord, because Supreme Lord is the Supreme Enjoyer, so if I become one with him, then I shall enjoy Supreme. The same enjoyment spirit is there, to merge into the Supreme. See, that is in a different way only. That the Karmis are directly trying to enjoy sense enjoyment. They are immediately wanting another kind, another higher status of sense enjoyment. Similarly, the yogis also, they want to play some jewelry, magic. If they can achieve one of the, there are eight kinds of yoga siddhi. There are many, you'll find, they are saying some yoga siddhi and people are after them. People, the foolish people, they think that he's God. If you can create something, the jugglery, suppose I am sitting here, I met like this, and immediately I produced something, golden pot. Immediately thousands of people will come. Oh, here is God. Here is God. Because he has produced a cup, golden cup, which is worth, say, 3,000 rupees, therefore he has become. There are many person masters that are producing 3,000 rupees every moment. And why is not God? But the foolish people are not saying. They are captivated by this jagrati, yoga siddhi. The yoga siddhi is I mean, she was deadly, Google should be a magic. Captive a foolish person. But they want Google Sushi. Be some foolish person together. Then he gets her same thing, I mean, get it another guy for same thing, I mean. So, therefore, in the Chaitanya Chaitanya says that Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakuli Asana. They are not Paramahansa. Paramahansa, yes, it is said here, that Bhukti Yoga Vidhara Sang, Tatha Paramahansanam Munina Kamalatmana. Kamalatman means when there is no more deity. The Kanyis are got that it in Sanchanya mind. The Janis are got also that it in. One may say that Mukti is that it in. Yes, according to Vaishnava calculation, it is that it in. Because Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur, he said, Kaivalla Narakayate, Kaivalla means to become one with the Supreme. Mukti. He says, it is exactly like hell. Kaivallam, narakayate, kirirasa pura akasa puspas, and this heavenly planet, the domain or the objective of the Swarni, that is like flower in the sky. And buddhanta indiya kala sattva pata leaf of sattva sky. Siddhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Padali. The yogis, their first business is they get so much yoga siddhi because first business is Indriya Sangya. Yoga siddhi is not obtained easily. One has to practice it. And the first practice is controlling the senses. Siddhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Padali Pasthata Namaskar. So anyway, our point is that Paramahansa means one who has no such jati things in the heart. Bhakti Mukti Siddhi. All they are jati. Bhakti means material enjoyment. Mukti means to become, to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord. And Siddhi means Yogati. So they are all jati. So such jati, a person who such jati things, he is not Paramahansa. He may be a sannyasi, but he is not a Paramahansa. Paramahansa means he has no jati things. Annavilasitasannam jainakarmadanabhitam anasullina krishnanasullanam krishnanasullanam told the bhakta, those are pure devotees. He is Paramahansa. So, Krishna comes to teach these highest kinds of devotion to make people Paramahansa. Not this jati, kani, jani, vanti. Krishna's business is therefore Krishna. First condition says, Sarvadhamman paritajyamamani dhanisara. Curse the surrender unto me, and I shall make you a Paramahansa. Then you will be able to see all. Thank you. So long a man is disturbed with all this dirty things, he cannot understand this Paramahansa. So it is rather difficult to understand Krishna. Nishanam sanse su tasid jati tu siddhaye yatatam adu siddhyanam tasid dekhi maam tasid. But we are trying to push on Krishna consciousness by the direction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it may be possible by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Krishna. Otherwise, it will be difficult for you.